What's the greatest problem facing humanity? It's not financial troubles. It's not pandemics and medical crises. Those things have been around for thousands of years. No, the greatest problem facing humanity is that we need to be made right with God in order to escape eternal judgment. The writer of the Hebrews says in chapter 7, "This is certainly the kind of high priest we needed. One who is holy, innocent, pure, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices on a daily basis, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. In fact, he sacrificed for sins once and for all when he offered himself." Writer here mentions the office of the high priest. The high priest was called by God to make it possible for the people to approach him and then also to be made right by him. Humanly speaking, though, there was a shortcoming, and that was because humans were involved. Sometimes you had good high priests and at other times not so good high priests. And of course, then there was the issue that it wasn't eternal. It wasn't everlasting. So when you did end up with a God-fearing high priest, well, eventually he died. Like all those before us, we need to be made right with God. And that's because too often we look to this world for answers. Too often we look to ourselves for help instead of God. And neither this world nor we ourselves give us any help. But see, that's where Jesus comes in. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the perfect high priest who meets every one of our needs. That stain of sin that is found on every person's heart, well, it could only be removed by the one whose blood was perfect and holy like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Unlike the high priest before him, Jesus only had to offer one sacrifice, and when he did, well, it brought forgiveness to all for all time. Financial troubles are difficult and somewhat worrisome. Pandemics and medical crises, they're scary, they're sobering. But remember, you have a great high priest who has taken care of your greatest need. And so you can be certain, you can be confident that because he's done everything to make you right with God, both now and forever, well, he's also going to be with you in those times of financial troubles, pandemics, and anything else that comes your way. And so I encourage you, take the time to find him and his strength for you in your life regularly in his holy word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, our great high priest, let our souls look back to see all the burdens and sins you bore for us on the cross and be comforted in the forgiveness your sacrifice earned us. By faith, may we rejoice now and forever that you have met our greatest need. To you and the Father and the Holy Spirit be the glory, now and forever. Amen.